live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
Today's Newsmaker is brought to you by the Opie Chicken House. Call the Chicken House for all of your catering needs, 620-475-3386.
The Opie Chicken House has been providing the area with their signature quality food for over 65 years. They are open for dine-in service and carry-out Wednesdays through Saturdays from 11 a.m. till 8 p.m. They are currently hiring for daytime and evening shifts. Apply in person Wednesday through Saturday, 10:30 a.m. till 8. Must be able to work 3 days a week, just 10 minutes south of Emporia in Opie. It's the Opie Chicken House.
KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we are happy that you're with us here on this Friday morning, the 4th of October. Sunshine out there, 60 degrees on our way to 82 on this first Friday of the month of October. And it is time for our primetime newsmaker. We're very pleased to be joined via the KVOE Sutherland's Home Improvement Studio line by Kayla Mock and Kat Dorcas. That means we are talking first Friday here into October. Kayla, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing great.
Glad to hear it. Kat, hello.
Good morning.
All right. Well, you got a really nice night here, Kayla, for first Friday Art Walk activities. Looks like temperatures will be probably in the 70s as you get things started here. How many partners do you have for this month's show?
Well, we are super glad that the weather is going to be nice because we have 20 venues on this art walk. 20.
That is a robust first Friday list once again. And where will the presenting venue be?
The presenting venue is the 9th Avenue Green Space. If you've noticed, over the past couple of months, there has been a new mural being painted on the side of that building there. The mural is called Meadow Dance, and it's being installed by Haley Quick. And so tonight we are going to, you know, kind of reveal that mural, and Haley has planned some activities and presentations by Payrock, and I think she's going to have some folks from the Tallgrass National Prairie Preserve out there. So just a real fun evening of talking about prairie art and science.
That's a really cool addition here to downtown Emporia, and then you also have the mural on the south side of the street, which went up a little bit earlier this year.
Yeah, I think that area has been engaged like a lot more over the past couple of years, and so I'm glad that, you know, the Community Art Alliance was able to green light those two murals and make that space just like a little more, you know, vibrant for all the activities that take place there.
All right. So the 9th Avenue Green Space will be the presenting venue, 907 Commercial Street. That's sponsored by Lyon County State Bank, by the way. Well, Kat, where else will the art walkin' be happening?
All right. I'm going to go through these real fast, but everybody can find out the spots and the specials that are going on our website at EmporiaFirstFriday.com. So let's go to Breadman's Bakery, which had their ribbon cutting this week. Amanda Collins will be there with her epoxy resin art. Middle Ground Books and Gifts is back on the art walk this month. They'll be hosting Taryn Myers. Plum Bazaar will host Logan and Landon Worley. The Axe Shed will host Caitlin Richardson. El Now Pets will have Deborah Burgess. And then All Things Cozy at the Lyon County History Center with Anya Ford and her crocheted things. This third space will feature the duo of Rachel and Brenda Roddenmeyer. Trox Gallery and Gifts will have a new exhibit up, Reflections, the annual self-portrait exhibition, and those are all submitted by community members, so that'll be cool to see. Gravel City Roasters will host Amanda Fowler. Mulready's will have the wood creations of T.R. Stewart. And you can also still go in and catch the Pet Portrait Show this month. Sweet Granada will host Alina Bear, and she creates metal bookmarks, which are cool. Granada Coffee Company will have Atlanta Kruger. A new exhibit at the Emporia Arts Council is David Mai, Echoes of the Plains. St. Andrews is going to be a spot with art, food, and live music, and Doodle and Jots will be there. Live music by Eric Martin and Matt Cohen, and then the GM Eats food truck is going to be there. The Style will host Laura Spencer and her nature-inspired watercolor art. Sacred Leaf will host Allison Maldonado and Isaac Francis. on the ESU Kellogg Circle, they're going to have the Phi Delta Theta pole set, and they will be putting on a photo contest. You can submit a photo there, and they will select a winner. In the ESU Gilson Art Gallery in King Hall is a new exhibit by Alexander Stewart called Almost Alive. And in the Impic Gallery will be Sophia Cervais, One Good Cry. And if you want to come down, before the art walk, we're going to have Art Forum at the Granada Theater, and it's going to feature Andrea and Alex Poulsen, who we all know and love, who paint everywhere. So that'll be a good time to learn more about their process and journey.
Yeah, no kidding.
4 to 4:50. Yeah.
That is we mentioned here robust, but it's a wide variety too, and I think that's, you know, not only of the art, but also with the businesses and nonprofits that have been part of this here, Kat. That's got to make you feel good. The fact that you're able to have so many different, you know, partners in downtown Emporia and see the coverage area kind of grow and expand over time.
It is really nice to see. We have so many venues that want to participate, and we have so many different artists doing a variety of things. I mean, if everybody will find art at an art walk, there's so much to see.
Well, you certainly have laid it out, no doubt about that. And Kayla, let's go through the process here. How does the art walk work? What can people expect?
Well, you can stop by any of those 20 venues and pick up your passport for the evening. The passport is going to tell you, you know, all the different venues, the artists that they're hosting, their address, and any specials that they're offering for the evening. So you get started at 5 o'clock and then go around to as many venues as you want to. If you go to the presenting venue at the 9th Avenue Green Space plus 7 other venues, you're entered into a drawing to win. Tonight's prize is $100 in Emporia Main Street gift certificates and 2 Emporia First Friday t-shirts. And then if you go to every single venue, you're entered into a drawing to win a $50 Emporia Main Street gift certificate. So go around to as many as you want to until 8 o'clock, and then at 8:30 at Mulready's Pub, we will do the drawings for the prizes, and you can win stuff.
It is First Friday, Emporia's First Friday Art Walk Day. Weather's going to be absolutely perfect for our October walk here, starting at 5 o'clock this afternoon. Kayla, thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Have a great day. Kat, appreciate it.
Thanks so much.
Kayla Mock, Kat Dorcas, Emporia's First Friday Art Walk, 5 p.m. this afternoon. Chuck?
Okay, if you want to be part of the Newsmaker segments, right now we only have Fridays open, and that may be disappearing soon. So